Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Very excited about having our good friend Ted Fishman back on the show. Well, he's one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust. He's a 13-plus year member of our Brain Trust. He's a veteran journalist. He's a former commodity trader. That means he's got ice water in his veins. He's one of our Asia-Pacific Rim experts. He literally just got back from Indonesia and China. I told you he was a world traveler, and he brings those perspectives back to us. They're so valuable. He's the author of two watershed books. I'm telling you, folks, these are very important books that are still being quoted and sold all around the country, all around the world. China Inc., which is a seminal work on that region. And, of course, Chakra Gray, has been out a few years, and it's already being a bestseller in another country, in China. Congratulations. I'm not surprised. I predicted this.
Yeah, well, thank you. Maybe it was your mouth to God's ear.
Well, they're listening to the show in China. They pick up the show in China over there.
Well, they ought to. I mean, you are a voice for small business in China, the country of
they listen to us on the internet over there. I don't think they blocked me. I'm not radical enough for them to block me.
I just got back, and you know, I got a call from a Chinese journalist said we want to do a supplement in our newspaper about your new book, and I said, well, God bless you. What's my new book? And they were talking about Chakra Gray, a publisher just picked it up.
It's on demographics, on the aging of the world.
It's on demographics and talks a lot about China and the results of the one-child policy, not only on China, but how the one-child policy really has big consequences around the world.
Right.
And the government reversed the one-child policy, so they came out with this book and a new sparkling translation.
Wow.
And I went there. I got the superstar treatment, billboards.
Wow, really?
Lecture halls.
Holy mackerel.
15 interviews in big media. It was stunning.
Is your publisher still involved in this? Or is it a new publisher?
I don't know. It's a little murky. I think they bought the rights to
China.
Taiwanese. Yeah, I know. I think they might have bought the rights from another company that had the rights.
Wow.
So it'll eventually come back to me. But weirdly, the audiences for the material were mostly young people, desperate to face the future of their aging country. And
right.
So desperate to have answers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the government has been giving them one version of the Chinese story in the era of the one-child policy for 30 years, and now everything's changed, and they don't know who the credible voice is now. So along comes this guy with this book, and it's like, tell us something that we need to know, and it was very touching.
You might better be careful if you go back over there. The authorities may have a warrant out for you for getting all this, causing all this trouble.
All publishers there are owned by the government. So in a way, I think I am offering a message that the government wants people to hear, but might not feel it can say itself.
Very interesting. So you're part of the state then. You're Ted Fishman. You haven't gone over to the other side, have you, Ted?
Well, unwittingly, I have the entire state propaganda apparatus as my publicist.
That's hilarious. Folks, I told you, we don't have no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best and most interesting for my audience. So, okay, what did you find? We're going to talk more about this, too. But in Indonesia, what were you doing in Indonesia? What did you find there? Because we're going to talk about China in a minute.
Well, Indonesia, I went with a group from the University of Chicago, which has a center called the Rustandi Center, they promote social enterprise and social entrepreneurship. So businesses that have a social goal, I think you know all about this, businesses mm-hmm. that have a social goal that they count as a kind of profit, but they're mm-hmm. still run for profit with business principles. And it's a booming sector in East Asia and Southeast Asia.
Huh. Where do they spend those value creds? Where do they spend those? How does that show up on the balance sheet?
Yeah, well, I that's a good question.
I'm not being sarcastic or derogatory. I'm just wondering if they.
No, I mean this is kind of the point. This is where the University of Chicago team would come in and consult with you. They would say, like, how do you still drive for your goals and still use business methods to keep your organization efficient?
Over here, it drops to the bottom line. In the fact that customers want to do business with a company like that, I'm curious about how they're
I'm sure that's true too.
Getting that message out. Hold on to that thought, folks. We got a lot going on between the U.S. and China these days, more and more even today. And we'll get Ted's report on that after the break. 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.